This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. The wheat generally looks pretty good this year, despite the continued drought in most of the southeast and the well below average rainfall we've gotten this fall. As wheat gets ready for the winter hibernation, there are a few insects out there, including cutworms that will feed all winter long, but also winter grain mites that tend to be worse in this area in the warmer and drier falls, just like the one we've had. While winter grain mites can be much more prevalent in dry falls, it is not worth doing anything about them yet. With the wheat so close to dormancy, it won't be affected much by heavy feeding, but it can mean possibly damaging winter mite populations in the spring if it stays dry. Here's a radio excerpt from Jeff Whitworth, K-State entomologist from Ag Today Radio.
Winter grain mites, as the name implies, are mostly around in the wintertime, although they can come around in the spring also, but they're a cool weather mite. They're not an insect. They're an arachnid, actually. They like temperatures probably between 30 and 50 degrees or 60 degrees. They like cool, cloudy days, or they will feed at night for the most part. They suck juice out of individual cells of the plant. As the wheat around the state is struggling for moisture in a lot of areas, these mites are competing with that moisture in that plant, and so they turn the leaves yellow. The tips sometimes will kind of turn brown, but it actually can extend down the whole plant, can actually turn the whole plant yellow. The wheat, if it's not in dormancy, is real close or will be in dormancy real soon. So the feeding that you have going on right now is really not going to hurt anything. The mites, once it gets a little bit colder, are going to go into dormancy themselves. They're going to lay eggs for the winter, and then there's not going to be any more feeding. It's just now, if the plants are up to the point where the mites are feeding on them, for the most part, they've got a pretty good root system established, we hope, and they're going to overwinter just fine. So the feeding that the mites are going to do this time of year is really not going to cause a problem. So spring, it could be a different story in the spring. If you have a lot of mites in the fall, they're going to lay a lot of eggs, and those eggs probably aren't going to go away. Now, if you get a lot of thunderstorms or heavy rains, it will wash the mites away. It will wash the eggs away, so they'll go someplace else. They won't be there. But be that as it may, if you have a lot of mites right now, we have no big moisture events all winter, you're probably going to have a lot of mites in that area. Remember, they can't fly. They don't hop. They don't jump. They just crawl a little bit or sometimes are blown by the wind. They're not going to go very far, is what I'm saying, in the spring. And if you got 20 to 50 mites per stem, per leaf, and the moisture is limiting, remember, if it's dry and the wheat's struggling, you might consider spraying a miticide or an insecticide for winter grain mites.
If you have any questions about wheat pest or would like me to come identify some pest in your field, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.